Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us again over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the ride. It is the E-Man After Show. It is a Sunday night. It is beautiful. We're broadcasting this show down in Dallas, Texas. We want to thank all of you guys that's joining us on tonight, coming in on another great episode that we have over here for you guys tonight over here on We Talk Radio. Just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Yes. Welcome back. Welcome back, man. We're excited and delighted to be back over here on We Talk Radio Network. Why, man? Because it's been officially 1 year we've been on this station.
It has been 1 year.
Yeah, man. We've been rocking over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative of all of you guys that have been hanging out with us from day one. We started this show last year, May 30th. And this past Sunday night, Monday was May 30th, so it's been a whole year.
It's been a year.
Yes, and so last Sunday night we came on celebrating a year of just giving you guys great shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do a little recap from last Sunday night. It was our last year. It was our last Sunday night, our 1 year show anniversary.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We did about 50 episodes for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We men have come around the domino table. And we have put some big six questions out there, some great topics out there, and you guys have been enjoying them, and we want to thank you guys for that. Listen, we just coming off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Boy, we pack up our papers over there and run over here and pull them out and try to get this show going.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. We want to thank all you guys on the network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last Sunday night, man, we celebrated. Thank all of you guys that tuned in. Thank all of you guys that have congratulated me and Mandy on 1 year over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis, the owner and CEO.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, Mr. T. Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley. Shout out to Miss Emily Blue.
Yes.
And Miss Deanne Lack. Shout out to Miss Destiny Brown.
Yes.
Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
That's right.
Yes, we're shouting out these other personalities because each and every one of them have a show over here. Miss Kia D, all of those great personalities over here on We Talk Radio. We want to appreciate you for all that you do over here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And they just peacock proud, high and happy to know that I've been here a year. Well, man, we're back tonight. Listen, guys, if you do want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media, right, man?
We are on all social media.
Yeah, we're on about 50 platforms over here. We are heard all around the globe.
That is right. But just to list a few, okay? So we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, that's just a few sites that we're on.
Just a few.
Mm-hmm. And we are heard all around the globe. We want to thank all you guys that listen to the E-Man After Show all around the globe. And listen, if you do want to follow this network, you can go to our YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
You can like, You can share. You can make it a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, because really, if guys, if you go over there to subscribe, you'll see all the great shows that's on We Talk Radio. You can go back and listen to them on the YouTube
right.
channel. You can go in our bookstore. You can go in the store over here. You can buy up all the stuff they got over here. Sell, you know, sell them out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so?
So you guys want to make sure you hit that subscribe button and also hit the notification bell. That way, when new content and updates are uploaded, you will receive a notification and you won't miss what's been there.
Right. And so we want you guys. I'm eating our leftover cake from last Sunday night. Guys, we came on. We had a great celebration. And we are somewhat doing that again tonight. We are still celebrating our one-year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio Network, our show anniversary. But we did put a Big Six question out last Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And our Big Six question was, do you think the last three major shootings, the one in New York, Buffalo, New York, California, and Texas, was it driven by hate or mental illness? That's
mm-hmm.
what we talked about last Sunday night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, great discussion.
Great discussion. And thank all of you that out there on the network and those of you on the phone lines that called in for your feedback. We had a lot of great feedback in regards to that show, Ian.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I think we were sharing even last week and talking about that last week. You know, I said if we don't get down to the polls and vote and get some laws changed,
mm-hmm.
I said the shootings is not going to stop. We have made it a whole week, and we turned on the news, and then they had another shooting over in Oklahoma.
Right.
You know, man went into the hospital, and we just mad at a doctor, shot up the doctor, and shot up a bunch of nurses and all type of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you actually stated that last week, you know, that we do need to have laws change, you know, mm-hmm. and there needs to be certain stipulation on firearms. And I honestly feel at this point, Eman,
mm-hmm.
that people need to start going through mental evaluation
yes.
before they can purchase a firearm. It's it's nothing wrong with having one,
right.
but we have to have one and be responsible.
Yes. And so that was we talked about that, and we're going to continue to talk about that. Why? Because, you know, I think we was even coming from different perspectives, and, you know, and I came on here saying, you know, I'm all about prayer. I believe
mm-hmm.
in prayer, but after you get through praying, I need you to do something.
Right.
And that's what we was really trying to express real, real heartily on last Sunday night, because once again, you know, it's not stopping. We live down, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And just all of the killings that's going on and the shooting that's going on, as I seen on the AP wire, you know, one while I kind of thought they was after Judge Renee, Officer Renee Hall.
Uh-huh.
Because the crime rate went up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's higher now than it was when she was in there.
Absolutely.
You
it absolutely
what
is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it,
at the end of the day, though, you can't point fingers, you
right,
know,
right.
we have to do our part, you know, and
mm-hmm.
to go out, vote, you know, get the right people in office, you know,
yeah.
Let our voices be heard.
For sure.
One thing about it, we have to stand for something, and if we don't raise our voices, then we really don't have a voice, because if you don't vote, then how can you talk about the person they put in office when you didn't do something to try to prevent them from getting there?
Yeah, because about three weeks ago, we had a local election here,
right?
Where we were putting in a congresswoman, and you know, we had different, and the turnout was real low in the African American community.
It was,
you know, and which is disappointing to. I mean, we talk a lot of talk, but we're not going down there to make our voices be heard. And because
mm-hmm.
I'm all about social liberation, I'm all about marching, I'm all about making a difference.
Right.
And if we're not gonna go to the polls to vote, if we're not gonna I seen in the APY, I seen on the news just local here in Dallas, you know, young man, 14-year-old young man got shot, you know, this week in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they was down there in front of City Hall just what are we going to, like the young man said on the wire, when are we going to really get sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Mm.
You understand? And so the shootings are steady going up, and you can say it's demonic and you can do all that. You know, we can talk like that. You know, but at the end of the day, after you see it's demonic, are you still going down to, are you making a difference in going down to the polls to vote? And so that's what we talked about all last Sunday night. We're dipping dabbing it a little bit. If you want to talk about that tonight, we can. We also have our encouragement for the soul with Fred Bell tonight.
Yeah.
That's at 9:35. This brother is doing an awesome encouraging word through audio form right here on the Evan After Show.
He is.
Yeah. I mean, his word is so inspiring, and a lot of you guys are appreciating it. We want to thank you guys. Shout out to the high rise downtown Dallas.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to all the mid-cities. Well, tonight, Mandy, because we've been dealing with mental health all last month.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to deal with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a few doctors lined it up, but I talked to a couple of doctors this week. You know what mm-hmm. I found out? There was, you know, I mean, we're all going to be bringing these doctors on. We're just not saying that.
Right.
You know what they told me? You know what they told me they was on their way to?
Where?
Uvalde. They was, a lot of doctors were sent out to counsel the families.
Much needed.
And they were saying that they had a collective of counselors and from Texas and just all around where they was going out to, you know, counsel the families and talk with the families. And I thought it was pretty interesting. And so the doctor that's coming on, she said, I would love to come on and talk about your show. But right now they are so, even just in their own practices, they so booked until people are just, you know, that particular business have really, really taken off because it's a lot of people in, it's a lot of people that's going to get therapy now.
Yeah, a lot of people have been affected by, you know, just certain illnesses that have was brought on by COVID, right?
Right.
Because, well, some people are dealing with long-term illnesses from COVID, seeing their, not only a person suffering, but seeing your family member suffer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, things that are going on around the world, you know, people are getting shot and killed. You know, not only do you have to be concerned about you, but you have to be concerned about those loved ones. So that's much added pressure and stress,
right.
And we know that pressure bursts a pipe, and we don't want it to get that far. So this is why people are seeking out therapy. You know, they need peace of mind, you know, and also people just need to know how to release, you know, in a positive way.
Right. And so, a lot of counselors are busy right now. And so we said, well, you're welcome to come. And we're going to line those doctors up and continue to bring them on because we're going to really continue to deal with mental health all year long.
Right.
But tonight, guys, we have a Big Six question again tonight. And those of you that know, the month of June is all about National Health Men Appreciation Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so this month, we're dealing with men in health this month. Mm. Yes. Because really, it's all about encouraging your boo thing. It's all about encouraging the men in your life to make sure they get checked out.
Right.
And so even with that perspective, we just want to deal with it, men in health, because, you know, I'm always going to get a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always being seen by my doctor. Why? Because we want to encourage men tonight. And so our Big Six question tonight is, and our Big Six question and what we're talking about, we're talking about men in health this month.
Right.
And so throughout this month, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be giving you a little bit about, give you some health tips, or, you know, really trying to encourage you in your life to really take care of yourself, take care of your bodies.
That's,
you know,
right.
Make sure you're eating right. Make sure you're exercising. We want to make sure you guys are really checking out and working out. Paying attention to what's going on with you, the
so
signs
true.
And the triggers. Why? Because early prevention is needed, you know, because we got all kind of diseases, heart disease, cholesterol diseases, and we're just not talking about in the African American community. We're talking about all men in every community. You know, this is the month, and if you got a man in your life, you need to be encouraging your man. If it's your boyfriend, your husband, whoever it is in your life, as a man, you need to be encouraging them this month, really, to go get themselves checked out.
So true. So if you have a loved one out there, you know, a male, you know, we want to, as women, encourage them to go get their regular checkups. If something is affecting them, you know, go get it checked out. Don't prolong it. Because what I noticed, E-Man, and this is just from my observation, with a lot of men, a lot of times, they'll be like, it'll be okay. It's just this.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, I just, you know, I ate too much. Or I think I stretched too much. That's why that pain is there. And in my opinion, just observation, because I'm not a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are like excuses. And also just speaking with men, I feel like a lot of times it's fear. Fear of what the doctor is going to say.
And that's a lot of it, because we don't go to the doctor till we can't hip it.
Mm.
We ain't going to go on our own. We can't. By the time we get to the doctor and find out all these underlying conditions,
mm-hmm.
we can't hip it now because it have progressed.
Yes.
And early detection is very key. It's very important, you know, to pay attention to your body.
Right.
And so tonight, guys, that's our big six question that we're putting out there tonight. We're talking about men and health. And if you're a sister out there, you got a husband, you got a boyfriend, you know, you got someone in your life that loves you, you need to be encouraging your man to go to the doctor this month.
Yeah.
Make sure he's getting a checkup. Because, you know, if you don't do that, you know, we'll work ourselves, because you know we all workaholics. All men are workaholics to some degree. We'll just keep going and going, like that little rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just keep going and going and going. And what we don't think, we don't hit that brick wall because we don't know how to, you know, really balance it out.
Right, and not prolong. You know, I'll get to it next week. Next week comes 2 weeks later. You know, I'll get to it. No, you need to work on you. You know, go and get it checked out. And also explaining for those people that may not understand how early prevention can save a life. You know, just educating that person, that friend, significant other, son, nephew, whoever it may be, educating them on early prevention, because a lot of times people just see the end result and they see the impossible when a lot of things are possible. It's just catching it early.
Right.
And in care, hey, you know, that pain, you just never, you know, they may be afraid. I, for example, they may have something going on. They're afraid to go because they think that they're in a progressed state. But just letting them know, detecting things early can save your life, you know, can give you the best quality of life.
Right. And so that's what we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about it all month, men and health. But I do want to give a shout out. I want to give out a shout out. You know, we just ended. This has been the end of the school year for a lot of schools, and school is over with. We have had a lot of teachers. And one of the reasons why I want to shout out to all the teachers, that the educators,
mm-hmm.
is because I did see on the wire where they gave certain teachers down in Uvalde awards because they was protecting the children from getting shot. And I thought that was commendable. But then all year long, they've been teaching our children. And so to all of you that educators out there all around the world, especially in the Dallas district where I'm in the Dallas district, shout out to all the principals, shout out to all the teachers, shout out to all those of you that educate our children every day.
And
I want to give a big shout out to a friend of mine. She's a teacher in my school, Miss Antonio Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
She won Teacher of the Year in my school.
All right, now.
And so Miss Duncan, if you listening out there, listen, shout out to you. What a great job you have done all year long in educating our youth, and we want to really appreciate you. But, man, we are celebrating 1 year over here on the E-Man After Show.
We are celebrating.
And we're talking about men and health tonight. Let's go back to one of our previous shows, Mandy, and we want you guys to check this out. Yes.
Listen, it's the E-Man After Show. I am super blessed and highly favored. Mandy, the mentor's in the building. E-Man, the building is going down on We Talk Radio Network.
Well, this is me and talk. This is how we talk around the domino table. This is my big six question tonight. How long do you date, or court, or live with a woman before you ask them in the hand of marriage?
I've never asked her to get married, because as long as I'm getting the milk, why buy the cow?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Dwayne, do you believe black men cheat?
All men cheat.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Huh? All men cheat?
All men cheat.
What did he say? No, I don't cheat, sir. No, all men don't cheat. Yeah, that's one of our shows in our archive of last year. We having fun. Why? Because we're celebrating 1 year over here on the E-Man After Show. And then we've been some of the conversations we've been having around the domino table.
Right.
We were talking about, you know, Men Cheating, we talk about, we had DEI. We done did quite a bit over here on the We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all of you that's listening to us tonight. This is your number one listening station right here over on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Listen, guys, we are appreciative of all of you on the phone lines tonight, all of you, we see you coming in on the network. Listen, if you want to join the conversation tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Listen, you can talk about, continue to congratulate me and Mandy mm-hmm. for 1 year over here on We Talk. That cake is a week old, but it's still.
Listen, nothing is too old for you. Okay?
Man, that cake is good.
It's been a week old. E-Man is still eating on this cake over here, but it must be good because you have it going on over there.
Well, I mean, everybody didn't eat it up, so. It's always those last few pieces.
Amen.
That's good.
I tell you.
And so we want to appreciate you guys that's joining us on tonight. But listen, guys, we're gonna give you a little segment of Dr. Tamara Thomas. Since we're talking about men and health, we want you to get your health checked out, and then we'll be back with more stuff right here on WeTalkRadio.com. It is the E-Man After Show. I'll be back right after this.
Today, I want to talk about something that is very important for us. Naturally speaking, a lot of times we talk about the mental health, our mental health and our mindsets and our thoughts and things that we can use to keep us encouraged and keep us during this pandemic time to keep our minds focused and keep us going. But today I want to talk to you about something that's very, very essential, and that is going to be vitamins and minerals. A lot of times we don't get that education of what's important and what we need. We know about vitamin C. We all need vitamin C. We all need D3. But what about all the other vitamins and the minerals that we need for our body? So I'm just going to quickly go through them because this is only a Wellness Wednesday nugget. But let's just dive right into it. First of all, vitamin A. We'll go A to Z. Vitamin A. Vitamin A is good for healthy eyes, general growth and development, including healthy teeth and your skin. So we definitely need vitamin A. We have to take care of our mental, but we got to take care of our physical as best that we can. Good natural sources of vitamin A will be your carrots and other orange-type foods like sweet potatoes and cantaloupe, melons. Those are good sources of vitamin A that have that orange hue in them for our carotene pigment. Let's go to vitamin B. There are different types of vitamin B, but overall, get you a multi-B vitamin. It's going to be good for energy production. If you're low on energy, your immune function, we all need to fight off all of these various diseases and viruses that are going forth, and iron absorption. If you've been tired and sluggish and you're close to being anemic or you're have anemia, take vitamin B because it will help with the absorption of iron. Good sources, naturally speaking, if you don't want to take a pill, is to get those nutrients that are found in whole unprocessed foods like whole grains, potatoes, bananas, lentils, chili peppers, beans, yeast, even molasses. But make sure you get your vitamin B in. Vitamin C, of course, we all know about the good old vitamin C. It's going to strengthen your blood vessels and give your skin its elasticity, antioxidant function, and also iron absorption. So vitamin C is very, very important to our health. Of course, we all know that you can get your vitamin C through oranges, but oranges is not the only source of vitamin C. So there are other fruits that are packed with vitamin C in them, and that includes guava, red and green peppers is good for vitamin C, kiwi, grapefruit, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, and even cantaloupes are good. Let's go to vitamin D. Vitamin D is very, very good for strong, healthy bones. We need that vitamin D. The best form of vitamin D is to go outside for at least 15 minutes a day and let the natural sun give you your vitamin D supplementation. But if not, there, apart from spending a few minutes out in the sun, what's going to stimulate your vitamin D production is going to be eggs, fish, and mushrooms. I eat eggs just about daily. I love eggs. So eggs, fish, and mushrooms. Eat fish daily as well. And love mushrooms. So I shouldn't have any problem with vitamin D. But let's go ahead and get those things in. Vitamin E, let's talk about that. That's going to be good for blood circulation and protection from free radicals. So the natural sources for vitamin E is going to be almonds, almighty almond. It'll be the almonds. It'll be other nuts such as sunflower seeds, tomatoes. All of those reap the benefits of vitamin E. It's very important that you get that vitamin E for good blood circulation and to get rid of the free radicals that cause harm in your body. Vitamin K. Vitamin K is going to be very, very important because its main function is for blood coagulation, which means that's the process of your blood clotting. You don't want to stick yourself and have blood spur out everywhere. You want that blood to be able to clot so that you can keep your blood where it needs to be doing what it needs to be doing. Natural sources for vitamin K is going to always be your green leafy vegetables. That's the best and most natural source of vitamin K. So make sure you get kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Make sure you get all of this in your diet unless you're going to be taking supplementation pills or smoothies or anything with these particular vitamins and minerals in them. Let's talk about some minerals really quickly. Folic acid is so very important. Your body is made up of nothing but cells, a bunch of cells. So cell renewal and preventing birth defects in pregnancy, if you're carrying a child, is going to be essential for having folic acid. You want your cells to be renewed because your body is made up basically of cells. Natural sources for folic acid is going to be plenty of scrumptious natural sources of folic acid, like dark leafy green vegetables, of course, asparagus, broccoli, citrus fruits, beans, peas, lentils, seeds, nuts, cauliflower, beets, and corn. So a lot of these we have called out different types of foods for other of our vitamins as well. So if you ingest these particular foods, you will not only be knocking out your vitamins, but you'll also be knocking out some of your minerals as well. Let's talk about calcium. Calcium is very important. Healthy teeth and healthy bones. And so you need that calcium in your body. And this mineral is another one that is most of us already know about, and that we know that the best source of calcium is dairy products. We know about that. But some of us are not able to eat dairy or not able to partake of dairy. So what are we going to do? With dairy, you can get your yogurt, your cheese, and your milk. But you also can get calcium in tofu, in black molasses. If you can't get it in those things, then make sure that you're taking a calcium supplement. They even have vitamin and mineral patches now where you don't even have to take a pill. You don't have to take a liquid. You can take a patch every day and stick the patch on you and get all of the vitamins and minerals you need for the day. It's very important that you have what your body needs to.
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WeTalkRadio.com. Be live with E-Man himself.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. Hey, we're celebrating 1-year anniversary.
Yeah.
We want to thank all you guys that's been hanging out. Come on, Marvel, man. Hanging out with us for a year over here on We Talk Radio. This is what we mean coming around the window, baby. And we put a big, big question out there. And you guys jump into the conversation. And we're so appreciative of that. We're still celebrating our one-year anniversary. Yeah. Hey, come on. What can I say, man? I even pissed off because I got what it takes. Uh-huh. And if you want to know who if you want to know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, because I'm the man. Well, yes, I am, man. I am E-Man. Mm-hmm. We are back. We see you guys standing by on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network. We so appreciative that you would join us on for another episode right here. We're talking about men and health tonight. Mm-hmm. And you just heard Dr. Tamara Thomas. We interviewed her a few weeks ago. She was telling us, you know, sharing with us men all the vitamins that we need to, you know, if we're going to take care of our bodies.
Right.
Because those of you that's joining the show tonight, those of you just coming in on the network, that's what we're talking about tonight. It's National Health Men Appreciation Month. And this is where we want to encourage men to really, really, you know, take care of yourself, you know, take care of your body, mm-hmm. you know, make sure you're eating right, make sure you're exercising. You know, early prevention is very, very important.
Yes.
Yes. And so also in about 3 or 4 minutes, man, we got to go right to our segment.
Right.
We're going to give you another spiritual vitamin tonight. And that's with Mr. Fred Bell.
Right.
At 9:35, in about 3 or 4 more minutes, we're going to run this segment with Mr. Fred Bell, because he's going to give us our spiritual vitamin. And then after we get our spiritual vitamins, understand what we need to do spiritually, because, you know, insomnia is real.
Yes, a lot of Israel.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Insomnia.
Insomnia. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not sleeping at night, and they don't know why.
That's right.
And so we thought we would have Mr. Fred Bell to give you an encouraging word so you can get some peace, and you can end up going to sleep.
Yeah.
Because ain't nothing like laying down at night with some good word in your spirit.
That's right.
And so that'll be at 9:35, about 3 more minutes. But tonight, guys, we want to welcome you to We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Mm-hmm.
This is your number one listening station. It is the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're excited. Boy, we're so appreciative to all of you who have written us and encouraged us, and glad that we're here. We'll be here for another year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's our endeavor to bring you great content. It's our endeavor to have great discussions. You know, we listen, because last Sunday night we was talking about the gun sheet.
Right.
You know, our big six question last Sunday night: do you think the last major shootings, the one in New York, California, and Texas, were they driven by hate or mental illness?
Mm.
That's what we talked about. You can talk about that tonight. You can congratulate us on our 1 year anniversary. We officially been over here 1 year on We Talk Radio Network.
That's right.
And this show, the E-Man After Show, has really been created because we're coming off the Man to the Mentor show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just jump off of one network and jump on the next.
Yeah.
And so we've been rocking over here for a whole year.
Right. And we're so excited.
Yeah.
We're just so excited. We're excited for, you know, the We Talk family, you know, as a whole, you know, great hosts on all shows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great CEO and founder, Miss Kia Davis. You know,
yeah,
she have a lot of people under her, and she's just an outgoing, open, and loving person, you
mm-hmm.
know, that allow us to bring great content to you every weeknight, or I'm sorry, Sunday night. But that I meant to say, We Talk Radio have shows every night of the week, okay? So you can't miss it. You want to go to WeTalkRadio.com in order to check out great radio host and what we have going on over here, because once again, there's something for you every night of the week.
Yes, it's something for you every night of the week. And those of you that actually today is what? Today is Pentecostal Sunday, right?
It is.
Yeah, so those of you maybe didn't get church today, or you streamed online, if you missed service, listen, go back to We Talk Radio Network. Go to Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and go on the network and listen to this sermon that this brother put out this morning.
Okay.
Off the chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome word. And so, yeah, we do have something for you every day of the week. You always want to join in over here on We Talk Radio, because we got something for the natural man and the spiritual man.
That's right.
And so on Sunday night, we shut it down. We come around the domino table. We put big six questions out there. We get in. Discussion. Why? Because you know, one thing I recognize when men sit down and talk at the domino table, we talk about a lot of deep issues.
That is so true, and there has been a lot of deep discussions on the E-Man After Show. Shout out to all of you guys that have provided feedback in regards to the show.
Yes.
Because a lot of people have provided great feedback, and they're very keen towards the interesting topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that they just really love. They capitalize on, you know, is the topic you have on the show, E-Man, because it's a lot of topics that a lot of times people will sway away from due to the controversy.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why we wanted to come around the domino table. That's why we created the show like that, because around the domino table is real authentic, real conversation.
Right.
And we mature and grown enough to do that without, you know, being censored, without, you know, feeling, oh, you, because a lot of people that follow us, they know we Christians. And I guess us being Christian, we ain't supposed to say what we supposed to say.
Right.
But you got a voice, and you should never let your voice be silent, you know.
Right.
And so we living in some strange time. But tonight, it's 9:35, man. We're going to do our segment, and when we come back out of the segment, we're going to jump into our conversation. You guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. I was getting ready to say, man, it is the Mentor Show.
I caught that.
Right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement. For your soul.
Did you know that we are God's clay? We have all played with Play-Doh before, which is a form of clay. And with that clay, we can take it and mold it into anything we want. We can make a cup. We can make a plate. We can even make it out of a face. But sometimes we may ask the question to God, why was I made this way? Because we may feel as if we can't change or everything about us is bad. But did you know that you were sculpted by the greatest sculptor of all time? God. God is the potter and we are his clay. He sculpted the first man from the dirt of the earth and the first woman from a man's rib. Clay symbolizes the renewal or the reincarnation, because in its raw state, clay can be recycled, and it has the capability of starting all over again. Jeremiah 18:6 says, God asked Israel, did they know who their potter is? And God told them, just like the clay in the hand of the potter, we are all in his hand. So today, I'm here to tell you that no matter what situation that you're in, God can change any situation. So let God be your potter and reshape you. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Check mark.
My mic sounds like check one. E-Man after show. E-Man after show. It's the E-Man after show. It's the E-Man after show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. I have my sidekick. She's in the building tonight. Yes, we appreciative of all of you guys that's joining us by phone lines tonight. The phone lines are lit up. I want to shout out to those of you calling in from California, the 510 area out there in California. I believe that's a California area code, 510. We want to thank all of you guys. That's a 662 area code. We want to thank all of you guys that's calling in around the network. We see you flagging us tonight. We're going to bring some of you guys into the conversation because tonight we're talking men in health. We also talking about it's our 1 year show anniversary, our 1 year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, if you want to follow this great network, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com because we're on all social media. If you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. We'd love for you guys to continue to follow this great network. Been around for 12 years.
12 years.
And going strong. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis who's holding it down.
Yes, she is holding it down.
Yes. Well, let me bring up a familiar caller. He's from Broomfield, Mississippi. Last four number 7004. It is his Minister Wade. Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
Good evening. Good evening, E-Man and Miss Mandy. God bless you both.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
I want to give you, first of all, your congratulations on your first year. Wish you many more.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just to get on the highlight here of the topics, and one of them is the shootings in as well as the war. I can combine both of those
mm-hmm.
in regards to as to what we're dealing with, me being on the spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
We see the manifestation, if you want to call it, of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And be it in the four latest incidences of the shooting, there's also a spiritual activity that is going
mm-hmm.
on, as well as I can't remember exactly where the place was off the top when Obama was in there and they did the school shootings for the younger children, as well as Floyd. Okay,
right,
so we're
right.
dealing with something here that's also very much involved on a spiritual level as well as a world level
mm-hmm.
because, again, you guys had commented earlier that the government is not doing anything. And
right.
even that's a spiritual level, you know, because we know in the scripture it talks about for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, et cetera, et cetera. So we're dealing
mm-hmm.
with all of this here. In today's time, and again, you guys coming in about the voting and carrying on. Yeah, because well, prayer. I can't stress
mm-hmm.
that enough. In order to cover our children, for number one, we need to put our children out front, and then for number two, for the together, and not only demand a change, but make a change, because we still have that position of power and authority to implement and put in place these people. And if someone, man, you know, the fat people up there, man, they sitting back doing nothing really. I understand their education. I understand their lifetimes. I understand all of that. So I don't need no one to try to take that from me. But you're not doing anything. You're
right,
bragging about what,
sure
you
that.
Got and what you're doing. You're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just grateful that you guys are in place, Lord have mercy, and I'm finna end this right here. I'm glad that you guys are in place, that where God is using you and using you mightily with the men
mm-hmm.
health care advising and encouraging and everything. So we all have a part. You guys are plugged into your part as to what, you know, God wants you to do, and we must continue to allow the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives to use us, guide us to all truth, to all understanding, and keep continuing to work in our lives so that we can be the servants that God has in place in days and times like these.
for sure that. Well, we want to thank you for that, sir. We appreciate that because it is our endeavor, and even on this network, this is the endeavor of this particular owner, you know, for our voices not to be silent, you know, to educate, to encourage, and to, you know, make an awareness. I mean, when you look at human trafficking, when you look at all the shootings, it's a lot going on that we need to, we have to put our foot to the plow.
Yeah, the conversation is too great. You know, I wish, and I realize that you guys, even my time, you know, and with my input, is limited to a point of la 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 la. But
yes, sir,
the conversation is just too great. It's just tremendous, man. It's tremendous.
Well, we thank you. Well, we want to thank you for calling all the way from Boonfield, Mississippi.
glad.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
man.
I think Mandy is saying something to you there, sir.
No, I was thanking you as well for calling in.
Okay. Well, yes, we want to appreciate him for calling in and always giving input.
I may not be able to get all of, you know, every Sunday night. Mandy, I'm trying my best to get in on some of your broadcasts as well. But, man, I mean, what we're doing, what you guys are doing, you know, your protocol, stick to what you got going on, man. Y'all stick
to what you got.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
That's some wisdom right there. How old are you being? Well, 71, Mr. Wade.
Last time I checked. But now let me share that with you, too. Last time I checked. But God, Lord have mercy, God will elevate us. Let me use the amen, because I think you and the one day with the Lord is as of 1,000 years. So now, if we are in that relationship with God and God is using us on that level, man, he can throw some stuff into you, man, that's it'll blow your mind. Common kindness. That's what I'm saying. Common kindness. It doesn't take anything for anyone to be nice to the next person.
That's right.
For sure.
That's right.
Common kindness.
Yes, sir.
Y'all leave it alone.
Well, we appreciate you, man.
You know me, though.
Yes, sir. Well, we want to appreciate you for following us. We love to listen. I mean, getting your opinion and a man of wisdom. And I think I met you about a year ago. And well, I never met you, but I met you.
We
want to appreciate you for following Mandy the Mentor and following the E-Man After Show. And sir, keep following us, and we are definitely always pull on you for a lot of your wisdom because, you know, gentlemen such as yourself always be encouraged to know that, you know, this brother been out on the front lines, you know, he's making a difference in his own right, you know what I'm saying? And those of us that we're talking about health, because our topic tonight is men and health, because this is National Health Men Appreciation Month. And we men don't encourage men, and it's really for the people in our lives to encourage men. If we men don't encourage men, if we men don't sit down and have conversations around the domino table, where we can get things off of our mind.
Right.
You know, because we process different. Is that right, Mr. Wade? I process it.
Man,
I'm
glad you asked me that because let me give you this right here. What you guys have introduced to me has elevated me to the next level. You know, I'm more conscious and I'm still working on the counseling. I'm still working on that and working toward that. I have not consulted my personal general practitioner as of yet. It's in the making. And I was always monitoring my foods and my, you know, how my intake is. And it is very, Lord have mercy, it is very important, not only at my age, because if you start at 20 years old or 30 or 40 years old, man, can you imagine what you would be like when you get 71 years old?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Can you imagine? You know, so I try to share with people that even if you're 30 years old, let's take the number 30, and if I'm 70 years old, so that's a 40-year difference. So, but if I can give you 20 years, if I can turn you now, just to point you in the right direction. Can you imagine where you'll be in 71 years old?
Yes. Right. Yes, sir. Well, we want to appreciate you, sir, and you keep listening. We're going to take some more phone calls, and we want to thank you for always sharing, and it's just a pleasure to, know you, sir.
I appreciate the opportunity, man. If this is one way that the Lord want me to reach out into the world, I heard Danielle Washington say one time that the elderly lady told him, said, "You're going to visit, you're going to be in all the countries in the world." He said he's making movies and he's reaching out, and not only does he do the inspirational talks, et cetera, but mm-hmm. and so he said we sometimes can hear things. And on a human form, we could take it as running in the wrong direction. But on a spiritual mm-hmm. form, we have to allow God to do what he's going to do in our lives. So I appreciate you.
Great. Well, yes, sir.
Great. All right.
Well, thank you for calling tonight, sir, and we appreciate you very much.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Yes,
sir. Good night.
Be blessed.
Yes, sir. We want to thank that caller for calling in. He's been following us over on Man to the Mentor, and he followed us over here on We Talk Radio Network. Yes, guys, why? Because at the end of the day, we need a lot of this kind of wisdom, because we men, this is one reason why I want to bring men around the domino table, because, mm-hmm. One of the 10, every man should know about their health. One of those things is you should make sure that you are watching out for heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to make sure you need to have your cholesterol always checked.
Yes.
Your high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If you're obese, if you have diabetes, type 2 or type 3 diabetes, all of these things we need to make sure we're checking out.
Right.
We need to understand about stress and mm-hmm. how do we relieve this stress. As men, We know a lot of women are in the gyms and they are working out,
mm-hmm.
but we men and we're working. We won't go get ourselves checked out.
That is so true. Do you know that the percentage of debts that are caused by heart disease is 24.3% men?
Yes.
And that's a high number.
But it's 32% in the African American community.
Mm.
That's
they break it down. Okay.
Yes, which is a high alarming rate of us. Why? Because early detection is always key, mm-hmm. and a lot of times we won't go to the doctor.
Right.
We have a lot of great organizations that's trying to encourage us. They're doing heart walks. They're doing a lot of different other things, but. To those of you that smoke out there, you got to make sure you got those that smoke and end up with lung cancer.
Yes.
And all of those type of diseases that we don't detect in our bodies. As men, most men won't even pay attention to their body and they notice little spots show up.
Right.
If you notice little spots on your body, you don't need to just take it for granted. You need to go find out why did it show up, because that's not normal.
Right, right, mm-hmm. Eman. And the estimated number of lung cancer and bronchitis deaths mm-hmm. in 2022 is 68,820
mm.
when it comes to men.
Yes.
So that's a high number, A lot of, as you stated, early prevention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my observation with men, is that a lot of men – they just kind of like just prolong, taking care of themselves when it comes to going to the doctors,
mm-hmm.
and a lot. And I believe it's driven by fear of what's going to be said, when you get in there, because a lot of people, especially men, this is just from conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid of what the doctor is going to say due to the premature debt that happen in the African-American community.
Yes, and we're watching a lot of our men are stroking out,
mm-hmm.
Going all day long and up under stress. If you, because mm-hmm. actually, me and you getting ready to start working out on Fridays.
Right.
Yeah, we got a membership. We getting ready to go start working out on Friday. That's going to be a little thing that we're starting to do just to, just overall stresses and strains of the day,
mm-hmm.
As a week, we're going to start going to the gym on Friday evenings, right?
Yes.
And we're going to.
Yeah, we have a membership.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah, we're going to go work out and just really, learn how to relieve a lot of stress, because even if you're overweight, talk about being overweight. And but what I found out, Mandy, you know, it's not so much of being overweight, because there's a lot of small men or thin men, they unhealthy too.
Yes.
And so, well, we want to make sure we get that cardio in. We want to make sure we, you know, get our walking in. But really paying attention to when your body is speaking to you, when you are, a lot of us men walk around here up under stress. We don't even know we're under stress.
Mm-hmm.
We think just a normal headache is, oh, it's just normal. I was in the sun.
Right.
And don't realize you stressed out. Mm-hmm. Because stress affects the body in a lot of different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Every day has its own day of stress.
And then a lot of times men deem it to be one thing, mm-hmm. and it's actually something else. You know, mm-hmm. as you said, it's a headache. You know, I've been in the sun too long, or, you know, I ate late today, when it could be something that's serious.
Yeah.
Especially if it's reoccurring.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, it talks about 10 things men should know, water intake.
Mm.
Water intake is very, very vital and key.
Yeah, I tell Eman quite often, for those of you that are listening on the phone line in the network, that his skin is so clear because he drinks a lot of water. Eman has, like, he just has a really nice skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's because your water intake. I believe it's because of your water
intake.
That's
what my doctor told me.
I mean, his eyes, at the underneath his eyes, it's firm. You know, he doesn't have any type of bags or saggy skin. You know, it looks mm-hmm. really nice.
Yeah, well, my doctor told me. And then she did share something else with me. You can get too much water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he's saying, like, approximately eight glasses a day. Because when you're drinking water for today, you actually drinking water for tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're replenishing your body for the water on tomorrow instead of the water on today.
I remember you telling me that.
Mm-hmm. This is all the stuff that my doctor be telling me. So, in other words, me being 61 years old, I said, well, you know, I go to the bathroom frequently mm-hmm. enough. And, of course, I didn't have my prostate checked and all of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we at that age, men over 50 and 40, you need to go get your prostate checked. You know, let somebody
right.
stick their hand up your booty. It ain't nothing that you should be ashamed of, you know, because if you we got to keep it 100. You know, you need to go get a prostate exam and go get
yes.
checked, because if your prostate is beginning to be hard, that's a problem.
Yeah, and that is mm-hmm. a high number, because the mm-hmm. new prostate, the estimated new prostate cancer cases in 2022 is 268,490.
Yes.
And that's a high, high number.
And in the African-American community, for sure. So those of you on the network tonight, on the phone lines tonight, we're talking about men and health. It is National Health Men Appreciation Month.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, your girlfriend, your wife, they should be encouraging you. And I'm not your girlfriend, I'm not your wife, but I want to encourage you around the domino table. I got somebody sitting around the domino table. Well, I go to the doctor all the time anyway.
All the time. You know? All the time.
Yeah, my doctor, I mean, of course, they always giving me reminders. It's time for you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, I went not too long ago. And of course, at first, you know, they call it white coat syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody get nervous when they go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you get older, you almost don't want to know what's going on with you, like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But my doctor, some people over there call me regularly. And so when I see their number popped up, I'm like, what they calling me for? My exam ain't until, yeah. you know.
That is your hangout spot, okay?
I'm like, what am I supposed to be going to? And I realized that they stay on point of checking stuff. I mean, I had my cholesterol checked. Mm-hmm. I had my blood pressure. I'm 61 years old. You know what my blood pressure was this morning? Because I checked my blood pressure twice today.
Mm-hmm.
I check it in the morning before I go to work, and I check it before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check it tonight. I checked it this morning going to church. My blood pressure at 61 was 119 over 78.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm. And so,
good numbers.
Because what I found out, Mandy, and to those of you around the network, when I was taking care of my mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, before she passed on, I took care of my mother for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and she lived with me, and I took care of her. But in the course of me becoming a caregiver, my blood pressure was going up, you know, just the whole camaraderie of taking care of an
right.
elderly person. And she had Alzheimer's. And so I kept going back to the doctor, and she was saying, well, you don't have high blood pressure. You have elevated blood pressure, she said, because it's pertaining to what you're doing.
Mm.
And so she sat down and she said, well, what all are you doing? You know, where do you work? And so she learned that I was taking care of my mother. She said, 99% of that is you taking, because I always used to have this thing. I thought I was going to wake up and find my mother dead, you know, because the stuff that she was going, I thought I was going to be the one walking the room and found her past. Because one morning it took me like 15 minutes to wake her up. And with all of that in your psyche, and you don't really know it's affecting you.
Right.
And so it kept my blood pressure going up and down. And she said, so I said, like, you going to put me on some pills or something like that? She was like, no, 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 because you don't have high blood pressure.
Right.
You have elevated blood pressure. She said, let me show you how to take care of that. She said, I want you to begin to walk. That's why I would take you walking all the time.
Right.
She said, I want you to walk so many miles. She said, I want you to exercise. And it got under control.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying because my mother passed, but that particular stress I'm not dealing with.
Right.
In other words, she said, let me show you how to relieve stress, and let me show you how to relieve different stresses in your life that where it won't affect your body. And I just started, you know, obeying and doing the things that she was sharing with me do. And at 61 years old, I have good blood pressure.
And that is so great, man, that you went for the early prevention, because it could have escalated to actual high blood pressure had to be controlled by medication, you know?
Yes.
And that's what early prevention will do.
Right. And so we want to encourage you all, because we're around the domino table tonight. If you want to, you know, jump in the conversation, you can hit option one, because we are celebrating 1 year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio. The E-Man After Show has been over here for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a show. Let me do this promo again to all of you that's on the network, on the phone lines. We officially been here 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Last Sunday night, Memorial Day was 1 year, May 30. We started this show last Sunday night. It was awesome. It's been awesome. I love working around Miss Kia D. Because, man, Miss Kia D here. Listen, Miss Kia D will make all my stress come off, because all I got to do is talk to her. And we can laugh and talk, and you know, she got all that energy.
She really does.
A bundle of joy. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I learned, too, for me. And that's why we do comedy night.
Right.
You know, why? Because I call them little stress busters. And I'm appealing to men, because I want men to be able to take care of ourselves. Because we ain't no good for our wives. We ain't no good for our families. We broke down.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I think laughter, too, is the key. Fun and laughter. Like you said, comedy night. And I was thinking about Minister Wade, how when he comes on the line, how he's bubbly, he's laughing, you know, lightheartedness. Although we have serious conversations, there is time for that. And there's time to be lighthearted, you know, and embracing that. Embracing the fullness of life.
Yes. And so with that being said, listen, we're gonna do this click. We're going to take another break, and then we'll come back and finish this conversation tonight. It is men in health. It's men appreciate. Listen, if you got a husband, you got a boo thing, you got a boyfriend, sisters, encourage your men. All month long is this month of June is to encourage men to take care of themselves, to take care of their bodies, to take care of their health. Why? Because, you know, if you don't do it, your boo thing will be. But guys, check out one of our previous shows that we started last year. Check this out. Yeah.
Listen, it's the E-Man After Show. I am super blessed and highly favored. Mandy, the mentor's in the building. E-Man, the building is going down on We Talk Radio Network.
Well, this is men talk. This is how we talk around the domino table. This is my big six question tonight. How long do you date, or court, or live with a woman before you ask them in the hand of marriage?
I'll never ask her to get married, because as long as I'm getting the milk, why buy the cow?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Dwayne, do you believe black men cheat?
All men cheat.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Huh? All men cheat?
All men cheat.
What did he say? No, I don't cheat, sir. No, all men don't cheat.
You're listening to The Sound.
Thank you.
Why are people listening to the E-Man After Show? Is it for the Big Six question? Is it for encouragement for your soul? Or is it just butt gusting funny? It's all right here on the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, we are back. We are back. We are back in the building. We so appreciative that all of you guys are hanging out with us on tonight right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is your number one listening station, We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action over here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to thank all of you guys that come in and hang out with us around the domino table. We've been sitting around the domino table for a year now, man.
Right.
And we so appreciative of all of you. Man, we have had some great conversations.
It's been some awesome conversations over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah,
know?
Man. I remember the segment we got into the DEI, mm-hmm. diversity, equity, and exclusion. Inclusion. Well, how you pronounce it, man?
Inclusion.
Inclusion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We did a series of that, DEI in women, DEI in the church, mm-hmm. DEI in with men. It was some great conversations.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been around the domino table talking about from relationships to health to mm-hmm. we done talked about it all. Seemed like just about.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been some great, and we're gonna continue to bring you a lot of great conversations,
right?
A lot of great content because, you know, one of the things that are being talked about is the shootings,
mm-hmm.
and as I listened to Minister Wade earlier, and I listened to those last week, and I just been listening. Yeah, we recognize it's demonic. A lot of it is demonic activity
right.
that's going on, but. You know, even besides that, a lot of it is mental,
mm-hmm.
and we got to do the practical just as well. And
right.
that's one of the things we want to encourage you and really inform you on how you can help make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching the news wire, the young man that just got shot, and they was downtown, and because we broadcast this show in Dallas, Texas, they was downtown in front of City Hall because a 14-year-old just got shot last night. Friday night. And they was protesting, it was Thursday night, and they was protesting Friday morning at the City Hall downtown.
Mm.
And then on last night, Saturday night, they had two more shootings. So it is in our communities, it's around, and people are, you know, it's coming to a point, Mandy, where, you know, we gotta, you know, put our foot to the plow and do something to make a difference.
That's right.
Yes, because not... You know, it ain't in our backyard today. You know what I'm saying? Yes, and so we're trying to prevent a lot of that, and a lot of that is going to come from us voting people out and voting people in.
Right.
You know, because if we don't get these gun laws changed, because mm-hmm. it has to be a change in the gun laws mm-hmm. first and foremost.
Right.
Because you shouldn't be able, if you're 18 years old, you're able to go buy a K-9. You know, you buying more firepower than the military.
Right. And mm-hmm. for an 18-year-old to be able to just walk into a place and purchase a firearm without any type of evaluation, that can be dangerous.
For sure.
That can be dangerous. There was a story, and I won't say it verbatim, I'll just very briefly. There was an 8-year-old girl. Her mother was into it with another lady. The 8-year-old took her mother's gun and shot the lady. Now, they charged the mother for it because it was a minor, right? This baby's 8 years of age. You know, she should not have been in arm reach of a firearm.
Right.
So if being responsible and being accountable, and at 18, you know, are you really accountable enough are you accountable for us putting the gun up, being safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are you mature enough to not handle it carelessly or operate out of emotion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times things happen that way. That's how people end up hurt, and things happen, and people are, you know, they're sitting behind bars and they're wondering, how do we get there? Because it was an act of passion. It was out of passion or emotions, you know?
Right.
And it could have been dealt with differently if, you know, the person was mature enough, but they had a firearm in their hand and they utilized it, you know, and this is what happened. So we definitely need to be putting people in office that consider these things, you know.
For sure. Yeah.
And take a stand.
Yes, for sure, because if you don't take a stand, if you won't, I think it was Martin Luther King said it like this here, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Right.
And so with the big gun convention they had in Houston last week, you know, they mentioned nothing about changing it. They focus more on protection in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't talking pertaining to helping changing the gun laws,
right,
in the convention. We had the former president and out there, and all of them guys, and the governor. They weren't talking about what we're talking about, making sure that, you know, even if you're gonna go buy a gun, what kind of background checks is going on, and
right,
who we putting the guns in the hands of. They talking about adding more protection to the schools,
mm-hmm,
you know, and not really dealing with the source and the problem.
Yes.
And so that's where we come in and have to, you know, put our foot to the plow and get out there. And if we got to have petitions, if we have to, and I will say it like this here once again, to all of you that's praying,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I do believe in prayer because I'm a praying man too.
Right on.
But to all of you that's praying, wonder what will happen when we get all of you that's praying together and sign these petitions and go down there and march with us. Because I'm all about social liberation. I'm all about being out there on the street. I've marched for years in here in the city of Dallas.
Mm.
You know, we have protested with the John Wiley Prices and the Freddie Haynes. We have had our foot to the plow.
Right.
Why? And we have got some stuff changed with Senator Roy. We have marched in the city of Dallas. We have driven out of town to march.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I believe more than just mouth sake.
Right.
And so, and I'm not afraid. And at the end of the day, if everybody that say they praying,
mm-hmm,
wonder what would happen if you feel like you can't do it. Because this is me and talk around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse. Cause we had people out there. We had men out there in wheelchairs.
Mm.
We had women out there on crutches. We had our elderly where it's hot outside. And when you got an elderly woman willing to march with you and to stand with you to make a difference, And all of those marches really allow us to have a voice.
Right.
Because we have seen things change. At least I have in the 60-some years. I have seen some things right here in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, and just mm-hmm, and even if we all can give something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as Eman stated, you know, getting out there marching, allowing our voices to be heard. And for those of you that are have insight, you know, and have information where you can, you know, go to the Senate, you know, write the Senate, mm-hmm, you know, on these things. And I say that, Eman, because I asked someone that's a part of the NAACP,
mm-hmm,
why aren't they marching?
Right, right.
And her response to me was, well, we're going filing paper in the Senate.
Yes,
we're doing
yes,
this. She was like, marching is good, and it's great, right? Because mm-hmm, we come together as a people, you know, and there's unity there.
Right.
But she was like, we allow them to do that part, and we do this part. This is our part. This is why you don't see NAACP with signs represent NAACP in protest, you know. And it made a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me that we all have a part in this.
Mm-hmm.
So where you may have a medical condition where you can't be out in the sun and protest, for example, this is an example,
mm-hmm,
then maybe there's something else you can do. Maybe you can write some letters, you know, get on the phone, make some phone calls, you know, orchestrate the protests and the rallies.
And everybody
can give something.
And that's what we're talking about. And I only share that for the fact of those that say, well, I can't.
Right.
Because we are using an excuse, I can't. But you listen, if a person can show up in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm,
that means if you can't make it, you can write a letter.
Right.
You know, you can put your name on a petition and we can make sure it get in the hands of the right people. I was talking to Senator Royce West and down here in Dallas, Texas, and what, 3 weeks ago, we just had a local election,
mm-hmm.
you know, for our congresswoman. Shout out to our congresswoman, Jasmine Crockett. She
Shout
made
out.
And she won the chair, and she's going to represent us well.
Right.
But the thing of it is, when he was sharing with me how disappointed he was about us coming to the polls to vote,
mm-hmm.
he said this was the lowest turnout. It was really alarming. But we sit in our churches. We mm-hmm. go to church to feel good for two hours, and we pray. But we won't get to go to the polls and vote. And Senator Ross West said it like this here. You know, I was just really, really appalled that we didn't get out to vote. He was happy of the outcome for mm-hmm. those that vote, but we had early voting and people didn't do it.
Right.
And so my thing is, and we're still talking about men in health,
right?
Because we need strong men out there on the line marching.
Yes.
We need strong men that's you raising your sons, you know. And really, I'm saying in a nutshell, I'm talking balance, really.
Right.
In a nutshell. You know, I believe in prayer and all of that, but in a nutshell, we have to balance it out and do our work. The reason why me and I say going to church for 2 hours, because we as a people, that's where we got our information from our culture, because we're religious people anyway. And from the background of African American, we stood on the background of our religion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how, even back in the day, this is how they got the word out anyway. They met down by the riverside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did it in the form of a church service,
mm-hmm.
you know, but them little meetings that they slid down there by the river, it wasn't so much about the message from the Bible. It was the message for the community.
Mm.
But then they taught you the Bible. They taught you how to fight.
Right.
They taught you faith.
Mm-hmm.
But they also taught you how we're going to strategize to get out of a situation.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But if I may, I want to go back to the mm-hmm. turnout and the polls and
mm-hmm.
how you stated that
Senator Ross.
I thought mm-hmm. you said Ross mm-hmm. was disappointed. And I just want to say, do not allow disappointment to paralyze you. And what I mean is the voters, the people. A lot of times things happen in our, you know, communities, and things happen with people that we vote for to be in office, you know, when they raise their voice and they speak on our behalf, and when the people come against them and they end up resigning and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
to the people, sometimes it gets discouraging, you know,
mm-hmm.
and people begin to feel, well, we should never feel this way. And this is why I made the statement, do not allow disappointment to paralyze you, because sometimes people feel like, what the heck, what's the use? They're going to do what they want to do anyway and put people in office that they want to be in there anyway. Because, you know, when you're disgusted and when you're disappointed, if you don't continue to fight, you will seek into that way of thinking. And that's why we have to continue to fight and not get disappointed where we're paralyzed and we just sit by and allow these things to happen. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a will. And our will should always be to fight for the betterment of mankind.
And because, you know, there's a saying, and especially in our community, our vote don't count.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mentality that a lot of us have taken on. Oh, my vote don't count. You
mm-hmm.
know, they're going to put in there who they want to anyway.
Right.
And that's one of the things we're trying, because it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to change that narrative, because after all, we all have got so busy in life.
Right.
One of the biggest distractions is to being busy
mm-hmm.
and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to be busy and accomplishing things.
Right.
It's another thing to be busy. Because, you know, this just hit my head. Man, and not too long ago, I saw a guy. It was real funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't trying to laugh because I don't know the guy. But he had a cell phone. He had an iPad. He had a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
He had a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
He had all this stuff. And I said to myself, at first I said, he must be an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have all of that. I said,
right.
He must be on his way to the courthouse. I'm just going to make a joke. It's not really a joke, but it was funny to me. When I seen him go get in his car, I said, he ain't, you know, I didn't want to judge. I said, bruh, you got all this. I just pray and hope he's doing something.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You got a cell phone. You got an iPad. You know, he got a briefcase. He had a phone. Because my first thought was, he got to be an attorney.
Right.
you know. But then when I watched him go get in his car, I say, is he out here hustling people or what? Because, you know, most people just don't throw stuff in the car like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just funny. I just thought about that. So what am I saying?
Yes, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is don't look busy and not doing anything.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It makes me think of don't aim loosely.
Yes.
Have a target.
Yes, sir.
Have a target, because when you have a target, you're driven. When you're aiming loosely, you get tired. It's like a person swinging their arms and they're never hitting anything. They're just swinging. Eventually, you're going to run out of juice. You're going to run out of zeal, you know.
Right.
But when you have a target, you have a goal, you know, and that brings on ambition. So we definitely need to have a target and know what we're aiming for. If it's for, you know, human rights and things of that nature, then we need to put a plan in place, you know, and find and differentiate those things in the past that was not working. The things that were not working in the past, either we can work to make some changes for the betterment, or we just dismiss it and come up with something new.
Yes. Well, guys, we see you guys on the network. We got about 5 more minutes to hold the show in. We see you guys on the network. We see you guys on the phone line. We so appreciative that you were hanging out with me and Mandy on tonight on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. All month long, we're going to be dealing with men and health, because this month, the month of June, is National Health Men Appreciation Month. And so, sisters, you know, encourage your men, you know, to make sure they take care of themselves. We're going to get into a lot of more talking about all of the preventions that we can as a man and as a woman too, because we, you know, we always encouraging our sisters to, you know, I always talk to you, and I talk even my other two sisters, you know, because my baby sister, she's a 19-year cancer survivor, and I know, and then her son, he's a 10-year cancer survivor, and one of the things is we make sure that she's always going to the doctor.
Right.
You know, don't take it lightly. Not that you're going afraid, you just don't want it to resurface and not know it. Watch your stress levels.
Yes.
So all month long, the month of June, we're going to be bringing doctors on. We're bringing the two doctors that I had lined it up with all the killings going on. They ended up going down to Uvalde. You know, I contacted their office and they was like, can we reschedule? Because right here in the city of Dallas, their offices are just packed.
Right.
You know, because there's been a lot of killings here in Dallas, Texas, and really all around the world. But the counselor's offices are full. Psychologist's offices are full.
Yes.
People are going to, you know, because a lot of people are dealing with mental health.
Right.
Last month, and we want to continue to deal with it. So we do have counselors lined up. We're going to be talking about men and health. Why? Because we want our brothers, we want our, when I say brothers, I'm not talking about any particular race.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Caucasian, Hispanics, African-American. We want you guys to go to the doctor. Don't go when you can't help it. Go now.
Right.
You know, get your early checkups. Get your, you know, make sure it's hot outside. I know it's hot in Texas. You know, it's hell hot here in Texas. In other words, it's hot as hell outside.
It is hot.
You know, and so we want you to make sure you put a lot of fluid intake.
And H2O.
One of the things my doctor shared with me, which is we think that's good, she was explaining to me, she said, you know, water and blood is the key things for your body.
Mm-hmm.
But she was always saying, I was saying how certain things I drink for hydration.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I don't want you to get too much caught up on the electrolytes and the hydration. That's if you just have exerted yourself and, you know, the salt has come out of your body and you need to, you know, like we exercise, we walk, we go get a hydrated drink, you know, to replenish ourselves. She said that's good to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to consume a lot of that because of the stuff that's in it. You want to make sure you put some H2. You need to be drinking 8 glasses of water a day, because you're not drinking water for today. You're drinking water for tomorrow.
Right.
And a lot of times people don't realize they get up and they start drinking water and they think it's for that day. They drink 1 glass or 2. They get out there in the sun. They think they all right.
Right.
No. And then when you lay down in the bed, you're cramping up
because
you don't have enough fluid in your body. And so we want you men and you women to make sure that you are staying hydrated, especially in Texas and all, because we have had some hot days.
Right. And then for those of you that may just have an issue with drinking a lot of water where it's difficult for you, go get you an IV.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this. I don't drink like a whole lot of water, right?
Right.
And it's been difficult. So what I did was I went to Vitalife and I would do the IV, you know, and it would hydrate me. So you can get different vitamins that way. So there are alternatives. Drinking water is the best because we need to get into the habit of doing it, right?
Mm.
But if you're at a point of dehydration, go have an IV done, IV therapy, and get hydrated as soon as possible.
Yes, you want to do that. Well, guys, this has been our show for tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. We're going to end it right there. You know, we're going to be talking about this all month long. We'll come back next Sunday night and dip and dab a little bit more into men and health because we need strong men.
Right.
We need men for our families. We need men for, you know, to be around to see your grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
when I hear Minister Wade is 71 years old and being vibrant, and you got a lot of other men on the line that's vibrant. You know, we want to keep ourselves checked out.
Yes.
I just had my prostate check done. I'm good. Thanks. You know, and because the only thing was one thing that my doctor found that it was something that stemmed when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but really, really getting checked out now. And I think this part is through prayer because I haven't really done anything different.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been watching it now. I'm 61. They've been watching it ever since I've been 50.
Mm.
It haven't gotten no worse and it haven't gotten no better.
Mm-hmm.
It just at that stage, she said, well, we're not going to worry about it because it hasn't progressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the numbers went down a couple of times, you know.
Mm.
And she said, well, I would be really alarmed. She said, but every time we check you, I don't know if you got it or not. So mm-hmm. I just have always pleaded the blood and claimed the victory that everything was all right. So I don't even mm-hmm. worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, they still watch it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so what am I saying? Because I'm in the doctor's office to make sure.
Right.
You know, I don't assume anything. I go to the doctor when she come back. And I know last year they keyed on it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, 5 years ago, I want to look at this report from five. Now I want to look at it from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now I want to look at it. She was like, you know, it ain't got worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there. And I said, well, ain't nothing there. She said, well, I guess it just ain't nothing there. I said, no, the devil is a liar. It ain't nothing there. She said, I know you're a spiritual man. I said, that's gone.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But because they go by their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And since the numbers didn't change, you know, I walk in victory.
Right.
Because I ain't been bothered with it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? What am I saying tonight? Only reason why I know it, and I'm transparent to share that with the men on the network. Mm-hmm. And why? Because if this is what we're here for. This is why we're around the domino table having these kind of conversations. Because you're dealing with something out there that you're afraid to tell someone. You mm-hmm. you know, you bother. No, you can only be healed from what you reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so we decree and we speak our healing. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we enjoyed the show tonight. We enjoy all you guys that's listening. We enjoy all you guys on the network. Come back next Sunday night with the E-Man After Show. Stay tuned to We Talk Radio Network all week long. Listen, guys, we want you to check out Groovy Tuesday.
Yeah.
This is another stress buster for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you on Tuesdays in the office, this is a show they run over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's called Groovy Tuesday. I believe it's on at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you want some good feel-good music, just relaxed music, you in the office or you exercise and are you doing whatever, tune in to Groovy Tuesday. Trust me, you will love it. Yeah, it you know, it just takes all the stress off. Well, tonight, guys, we want to appreciate you. We want to thank you for joining the E-Man After Show. Until we meet again next Sunday night, we'll be back.
We will be back.
We've been here 1 year, Mandy. So let's get all our papers together. Let's wrap up this show and let's get on up out of here. And
yes.
Until we meet again, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hey, what's up, man? Brother, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Man.
Yeah,
brother,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.